The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, right? Like, I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
See, you don't get hyped for nothing.
Well, like, I think Black History is stupid.
But yeah,
well, it's not Black History. Yeah. It's just Martin Luther King.
It's just the nigga, right?
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, I guess that's the one they always throw out there. I don't know why that popped in my head.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's the start.
He starts. He's the pregame right. for Black History.
Yeah, but like, whose day do we celebrate for real?
Martin Luther King.
Do we?
Yeah.
No. Listen to what I'm asking you. Whose day do we celebrate for real?
Jesus Day.
Do
Christmas.
We?
Christmas.
That's about you, nigga. What did I get? You know?
We celebrate right. Jesus. We go to church
that
day.
No, you don't.
Niggas go to church.
Niggas do not go to church on Christmas Eve anymore. Stop
or even
it,
on
man.
Christmas Day for sure. Like, that's
hell
not
no.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's the only time the church
is open. It's not open on Christmas
school.
Day.
You're right. Like, it's like,
I mean, it
the Catholics do.
The priest is drunk on right. Christmas Day.
You the Catholics do, because if you go by any Catholic church, Christmas Eve, that should be packed.
Yeah, for 20 minutes. That yeah. should be like 20 minutes long. And it's all symbol. It's not, nobody thinks this thing about Jesus.
It's all is like passing your grief. Like, you're just like, oh man, I feel bad if I don't go. Like,
is that
tradition.
Is that how Catholics are?
Yeah, so Catholic grief, Catholic, what is it? Catholic guilt? That's the whole thing, right?
I don't know.
It used to be.
Yeah, I think they done changed that up, bro. Like, yeah they fucked too many little kids. Like, you can't regret forever after you fuck. How many little kids you gonna fuck before you start regretting?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
You gotta eventually be like, you know, this shit got the
pot. I mean, come on, man. You can't do all Catholics like that. Like, I mean, right. Do you do the scouts like that? Or,
who quit? Who have you heard yet that quit because of their people that's in their group? It's very few of them. And when they do quit, they excommunicate, they put them somewhere. Like, you don't even hear them.
Yeah. And it's MLK is on the inauguration day, too, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That's crazy. Disrespectful? Why?
To who? Trump.
So is
to tell him okay.
But isn't January 20th Inauguration Day every year? Or no?
It is. It's because they never give it. It's never the appropriate day for Martin Luther King's birthday. They
What's
always
his
just
real
make,
birthday?
Is it like, I don't know. It's just they choose that Monday.
They just choose
month.
The Monday close the closest Monday to it.
Isn't it 15th? I think that's his actual birthday.
You see what I'm saying? This isn't real. It's not even his real birthday.
Ugh.
And we celebrate? What would who else is
yeah, his real birthday is January 15th.
Oh, is okay. So 5 days
it's later, yeah. Because it's usually the Monday after.
What day of the week was the 15th?
Last week.
What day? Is
last week.
Because we should have just did it the Monday before.
Yeah, they shouldn't have put it on the same day. As
no
the,
way. There was no way I would have chosen to put it on the same day as the inauguration. But I guess the rule is
they thought
is,
Kamala was going to win, so they thought it was going to be perfect.
I don't think they thought Kamala.
That was last Wednesday.
Oh yeah. See, I would have just did that Monday.
Yeah, nobody thought that.
I saw a video of Trump and Obama kicking it at somewhere.
Yeah, it was at the funeral.
It looked like they was dissing Kamala. Like they were like, "Yeah, bitch, you ain't win."
Yeah.
Like they were like, "She thought she was gonna win." Yeah. I saw there was like a voiceover some comedian.
Right, because she kept looking back like, "Y'all talking about me?" Like, I mean, like
she was looking back like, a lot of times.
Yeah. She had the shitty face.
Yeah, she didn't
want to
be there. Michelle Obama said that's why she didn't come. She said she didn't want
to
be there.
She said she's not going to the thing either.
Yeah.
I mean, but
now what
she
kind
need
of
to?
Shit is that?
Did they need her?
How you not going to go? That's your only job. What else do you do for the country?
Oh, did she do like schools or some shit?
No. What else did she? That was when she was vice president. I mean, first lady.
First lady.
What does she do now, bro?
She
get your ass to the event. That's your
author.
Job.
Maybe she take notes at the Illuminati meetings. I don't know.
Nah, fuck that. If we paid y'all to be a job, right. It's a forever job, my nigga.
Being what, ex-first lady?
Yeah, you gotta come to the shit.
Yeah.
Hillary ugly ass be showing up.
She show up.
Many times she lost and everybody saw her lose.
You're right.
She be showing up.
She still be there.
She showed up for Kamala.
With her man face.
Yeah, she do.
It's getting more and more manly.
It is. What if she was really trans?
And Bill's looking softer. Bill's looking like he got some Botox and some work done.
He probably
his face looks skinny, bro. He looking movie star handsome.
He looking for that new intern. He gotta stay intern handsome.
Maybe he keeps stealing all of Hillary's adrenochrome.
Nah, bro, there's plenty of that to go around.
That's
40,
fucked up.
There's 40 baby. Every 40 seconds, a kid go missing. Nigga. They got an adrenochrome spilling out the damn wazoo. I think they selling that shit on X now. I swear to God,
that's fucked up.
No, I ain't gonna lie. There was fucking. My algorithm got to be fucked up.
How much did you buy, J-Mac?
Nah, not that much. Not that much. I just had to try it.
You felt younger?
No, I ain't tried it yet. It's still coming. Like, but it do look like blood, though. It's in a vial. And it's like, yeah, this will get you right.
Lil Nas X told y'all he put some blood in his sneakers, too. And y'all believe that?
I was like, what the fuck is this? And everybody was like, oh, this is adrenochrome. And I was like, oh, damn, did I just order the wrong shit? Like,
they got that. Fans going to be waiting. The fans going to deliver it to you.
No, man, they can't. Listen, you can't get mad at me if that shit's on X.
Nah, nigga. If you know what it is, it don't matter where you bought it.
I didn't know. They're not advertising it.
It was in Kroger. Like, no, nigga. You know, if you buy some baby plasma in Kroger, you're still going to prison.
What about Kroger?
No, like, we don't sell baby plasma in here. What are you talking about?
It's not us. That's fucked up. And then they got the, I guess he was complaining about the flags being at half mast too. Trump. He didn't appreciate that.
Who were we mourning?
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. No, we should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have done that. He's a president.
I mean, he's fucking solid 100 too. That boy made 100. They made a whole scene out like that. It was fucked up though. Like, I think we talked about it. When they brought him out for that 100, it looked like he might not have been all the way there then.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you didn't see the celebration for his 100 when they brought him, they like wheeled his ass out?
I don't remember.
For the photo op?
Yeah, I don't remember.
And he was doing that, like, I'm almost dead face?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, it's not.
He don't even know he did that.
Yeah, he does not. I guarantee he doesn't. He knew nothing about that.
When he got to wherever, he's like, you know, you did the thing with your mouth open, right? He's like, what?
Right.
How does she know nothing?
I mean, if you already on the gurney, like, if they brought you out on a gurney, like, it's like, what are y'all doing? Just let him go. It reminded me of South Park, that grandpa, when he was like, just kill me. He just wanted to die.
Is that a real thing? Because when Jimmy Carter died, they chose a random Thursday to close the market. Do they do that for every president that died?
I don't know.
I don't.
They did that.
Whatever, I don't know who's the last president that died. I can't remember.
It's been a minute, huh?
They were celebrating him a lot, though. Is that because of the lack of child evidence or something?
Because I thought it was because we're in Georgia. I thought it was like local thing.
Oh, so the nation isn't celebrating?
I don't know.
Because I didn't feel like it was a national.
Okay.
But the market, though, you saying that's the market.
They know Georgia market.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they did close the stock market, though, for that day.
Yeah, so that day.
His name never came up in no Diddy parties.
Nope. Nah. He never probably.
But he only did one term, too.
I don't think he ever fucked around.
It's the second term. That's when they get you?
I feel like the longer you stay there, that's how they get you.
You want to be president again, don't you?
Yeah, right.
You want to be president again?
Right. Step in his back room.
Yeah.
Step in his back room. I don't know if he ever was mentioned with the throat goat.
Nah.
He never fucked around with her. But then again, you know, that got Reagan 2 terms. So, fucking around with her.
Who?
The throat goat.
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan's a throat goat?
Oh, yeah.
Man, we talked about her. That was her Hollywood name before he became president.
Yeah.
In Hollywood circles, she was the throat goat.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't believe
that.
What? I don't believe that.
Why?
Because that's so stupid.
You don't believe Nancy Reagan was getting it down back in the day?
No.
You don't think she was slurping like...
Why do you? Because somebody said it?
No, yeah.
A lot of people said
who?
A lot of men in Hollywood at that time.
Were they all the Black Lives Matter rally?
Because
there was a lot of motherfuckers there, too. And they were all stupid.
Where there's like 1,000 people.
Just because 10 people said it, like, you're telling me that not... Okay, where's the video?
That was back in the day.
Jane Kennedy got a video.
Of what, sucking dick?
Yes, and fucking.
What's that?
Huh?
Where you can see it?
Old school. She big as hell. She old as fuck now, but she was a little slim, light skinned chick. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You can see it.
Isn't there? I don't know. Look it up. Pornhub or something. I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna check it out.
I actually saw a real copy of it back in the day.
What?
I have no idea. I don't remember where I got it.
What you mean, like on a real nigga?
Real VHS.
Okay.
It was a copy of the original.
Right.
Whatever. Because you know, back in the day, we didn't.
So you've been a freak from way back.
Yeah, man. But since they started freaking.
Let me see that Jane Kennedy, boy. Let me see what that dude. Was it better than A Night in Paris? Because that shit was horrible.
Night in Paris?
Yeah.
Nah, Paris. Fuck no. This is different. This is old school. Everybody got hair and shit.
Yeah, but
you're
not going to
like it because they're hairy.
Is it full hair all over?
Well, no. It's just the parts that matter.
No, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what all over me.
So, like a
Bigfoot?
Like up and down. Like,
is she like a Goonie Goo Goo?
Do the pussy look like that one picture of Stevie Wonder's, like where his mustache was everywhere except for like the barely on his lips. Like the nigga beard was covering all of his mouth except for just the part of his lips. Like,
No, it sounds like that.
like, come on, man. Like, if you cover, if you get rid of it down low,
yeah.
Up top is good. Like, you, I mean, there's
up
you,
top.
Yeah, like above, like the pelvic area.
Okay, you said up top, like above the shoulders, or like.
You can keep
on the nipples.
You can keep hair up there all day. Like that's okay. Fine. Because again,
chest hair. You don't mind about that?
Nah. You can use that as like a little anchor, like to pull, like stretch the pussy back, like on a
the hair.
Yeah.
Why they got to be so rough and violent?
Come on, that's the best way to do it.
Fuck.
That's the best way to.
Okay. I'm gonna try it and see if I get punched in the face.
Don't. You know, give it a hard. That's not like the hair, like you pulling the hair.
You just said yank it back.
No, I said pull it, stretch it back. You know, so it's
stretch.
Like, yeah, stretch it. So you
French is that allowed?
The way Jimmy Mack is talking, it seems like it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, come on, man.
I was back doing VHS tapes, bro. That ain't no thing.
Looking like dude from, what was that, Men in Black? When his skin didn't fit, and he's like, is that better? And he had to pull his head.
Oh, yeah. y'all, did I ever tell y'all a story about O-Dub and how his massive DVD collection of pornos that he left at my house for
yeah.
a couple of years?
I don't remember that part. I remember he used to carry around a fucking computer hard drive.
No. He used to carry first before that. See, before that, he carried around a big gardener's trash bag, like the big black bags you get for like leaves.
Yeah,
he'd have one of those. He had two of them, but he would carry one. It wasn't all the way full, but the one that was at the studio was all the way full. The other one he used to carry with him. I'm like, why do you take? He's like, cause I'll be needing it when I be at girls' houses and stuff.
Nigga,
so like, he'll go over. You know, he didn't have a place, so he'll stay at a girl house for like a week or so. That bag will be with him, and he would be like, "Yo, B." I need to get back over there. I'm staying with her this week, but I forgot my bag at such and such house. Is there any way you can take me and get my bag? This nigga used to walk around with a fucking grocery bag or gardener sack full of goddamn DVDs.
He's a different
That's
dude.
Commitment.
Yeah, no, he's a different dude. I remember I had a little travel pack at one point when I was
DVDs?
Younger. No, it was just like, you know, a little, you know, fun stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
fun stuff?
Fun stuff? What do you mean by toys?
We don't know what you mean.
Yeah, like, it was like a duffel bag. Like
toys for her or for both?
Like roofie mitts?
No, like handcuffs, you know, a little peacock feather.
All right.
You know what I mean? Some lube, some, you know, some
stuff called
massage oils and
what
shit.
What's that stuff you put on people's face? Was that shit from out of high? What is it? Not from out of high.
Not from out of high.
What's that shit where you about to kidnap somebody? That?
What is it called? When you put it on the damn hanky.
Right. Did you guys hear about that Pulitzer Prize winner guy who got
Kendrick?
Convicted, arrested for having artificial intelligence generated kiddie porn?
So it's like
what?
Fake porn, though. It's not real porn.
Bruh, he's arrested.
How can you put the jail on something that's fake, though?
Because
that kid is not a real kid, right?
Bruh, I don't know. He's arrested. I don't know.
You into that?
Nah, I'm just saying.
No, not you. No, I'm just saying. If you into that, you into that.
I'm glad they took precautions.
I'm sure
but
he had real...
But I feel like a lawyer can get him out.
I think maybe I got the story a little bit. Like, I don't have the head... I just got some of the headlines too much. Perhaps they noticed because he asked for AI to create this.
Oh, okay.
And he got reported. And then when they went to his house, they found that. And the real shit. That's
AI,
what,
AI that's be what, snitching, of course.
Oh, no, see, AI would have to snitch on
but
that,
see,
right?
The way the article presented it was like he's getting arrested and charged with having AI create child pornography.
Yeah, you're going to have to put an update on the AI to not do that.
What?
I mean... People ask you.
Oh, yeah, well...
Yeah, because people will ask for that.
I think there are ways to kind of get outside
of
the bounds, though.
You know, arresting every motherfucker that does right? Like, AI is just going to fucking alert you that another motherfucking dude is doing this, or person, you know what I mean? I don't want to
I think you can,
stereotype.
Like, trick it by telling it that it's just like a fantasy. Like, oh, we're making up a fantasy about a whatever. It's not, this is not real.
No.
I think you can trick
AI. Yeah, you're going to have to fix that update.
fantasy, I mean, you can't.
Dream, reality,
fantasy is about kids
movie.
And be like, oh, I'm just kidding. I just
ooh,
this,
pun intended.
Yeah, right. Like I'm just
just kidding.
This is not
what you got going on, man. Just kidding.
This ain't my thing, really.
Wow, bro. I don't ever want anybody to say that.
Right.
Could I be scared? You know what I'm saying?
Where'd it come from?
Attack.
Where'd it come from? Like, where's the? It's a cliche, right? But where did it really come from? He's like, I'm just kidding. This nigga's out.
Oh,
like,
right.
They all in the basement and shit. Mm.
No, because kids joke around. Like,
there we go. Okay.
I'm being a kid.
There we go.
That was close.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because I think my algorithm has got me. I'm on this definitely conspiracy algorithm on my socials now because that's all I see. Like, I think, and it's just like everything is, you know, is piquing that interest, like bottled waters now, right? Like, it's like, oh, did you know that, you know.
The plastic?
Yeah, the microplastics in the bottled water now. You know what I mean? You fucking drinking, most of us drink a fucking credit card a day or over a week or some shit. I'm like, gosh, damn, like, there's nothing safe anymore. Like, if it, I don't even, what do you trust? I don't know. It's just like everything is to be questioned, right? Like, it's, you know, the L.A. fires. Like, oh, shit. That ain't normal.
But why is it so different this time? It happens every year. You niggas just don't move. Why is it like this year is so different?
That, because it was the city. Normally it'd be dry lands, like hills and shit like that in the outskirts, right?
Yeah,
like,
but where, eventually this shit, one year is going to come to the city, right? Or no?
It's just the way, I mean, I don't know. No, really. Because again,
what
like
I don't know is how the fuck the trees grow back so quick to burn next year?
The trees, don't even really go down like that. The trees just take a little heat and then it's like, let's go. Like, they're still standing. Like, did you see, like, everything is burned down except for the trees. The trees are still up.
I don't watch the news, bro.
The trees are still up. What's the point? Yeah, I guess trigger your conspiracy theory mind.
Yeah, I saw some little stat with the police people that are working at like $300,000 salaries and shit. Like, it's like, what? And they couldn't do anything. And it's like, well, what could they do, though? I don't care how much they make. What do you do with a fire?
Yeah, and it was, I mean, you have the winds, right? Like, that's the thing, like the Santa Ana winds and shit like that, you know, and that usually fuels most of the fires that keeps them going. But to be in the city, right, burning down McDonald's is in, you know, and fucking stores and
apartment
fucking
complex.
Right, and you know what I mean? Like, it just seemed surreal to me. I couldn't imagine that being someone from California and having dealt with these fires on a regular, sure. Acres burned up in the woods and the forest and the hills, all that shit. Even if you live in that kind of vicinity, yeah, you might have your shit get fucked up. Like, even in Paradise, that was in the mountainous area. But to be in the fucking, the rural community.
You think the same thing they did to Hawaii last year, the Maui fires?
Yeah, like the EMTs,
And I believe it's this smart city conspiracy, right? Because they already have that plan for 2028 with the Olympics coming in 2028. So they say they did the fires to clean out the city so they can rebuild.
And so you think that Johnny the Sleuth figured that out?
Where did
that information come from?
It's not
that's
just
why
one
the insurance
sleuth.
Companies
it's
removed
a whole
themselves.
Bunch of, yeah. Like,
it's what?
That's why the insurance companies removed themselves. That's why they fired 40% of the fire department like 3 months prior.
Okay, so there's two scenarios here. One, that is ridiculously stupid bullshit, right? And it's just conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Right?
What's the two?
Two is it's true and they don't give a fuck. Now what?
Yeah, they don't. We're talking about the number two.
So then why? Why be mad? Just niggas shut up and take it like we've been taking it. What do you mean?
What's
your plan? First of all, stop. Stop. French. This nigga done slipped back into the bullshit, man.
Mac?
Yeah, what are you? This outfit this nigga got on, man. Did you notice the one little piece? There's a piece. There's one piece that we gotta discuss.
I'm not seeing it.
Oh, look at me. I just slipped up.
Tell that nigga to put a spotlight on you. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Where'd you get that at a truck stop? You got that at
this
a truck stop. That's
got,
the only place.
This nigga
you can
got
get
on
that.
A Scully with a motherfucking Cyclops headlight on it. This nigga batteries. That's the only thing that saves you from getting your eyes blinded,
my nigga. I
didn't
even see that. I thought that was like a logo.
He on his bullshit again, French. He had gotten so much better, bro.
Oh, I need to charge this.
This nigga got
is that a flashlight in the fucking
it's a flashlight.
Scully with a flashlight in the front of it.
And I thought. See, and then also it's got like a red and blue. I thought that was on. I thought I was on my police thing. Like, it'd be flashing red and blue.
I kept trying to figure out what was the insignia, right? I was like, what is that? What is that? Like is that horns? What is that? What are those things, right? And I finally caught the light. Something hit the light. I'm like, nigga, that's a motherfucking headlamp.
I need to charge
and a skull cap put together.
I'm glad you brought it up because I didn't know I was.
So every time you got to wash that beanie, you got to take that off?
Ain't no washing it, bro. Yeah, it's one of them, but you know, I don't think it come off, man.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Mac.
Yeah. Listen, man, don't be hating on me, man.
Like, that nigga sat up here like he was wearing a normal Scully. He stopped the whole show.
I really wanted it to work too. Like, this motherfucker don't work. That's the problem. Like, I'm mad about that. I really wanted my shit to be
it
on
took
that.
Me 19 minutes, Mac. It took me 19 minutes. I guess because of the audacity of you wearing that. Like, there's no way.
And the funny thing about it is, that's not what I came over here in. I had my Eagles beanie on, and then I just pulled this out of the front seat. I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear this for the show.
That's crazy.
I forgot where we were.
Smart City, LA 2028.
Oh, yeah. So the alternative is they're saying, fuck you.
That's exactly what they're saying.
And so then what? What I'm saying is, are you saying this because you're upset and you're ready to fight? Or are you saying because you're upset and you're about to shut the fuck up?
I'm saying the latter, technically. But the option I'm providing is that if we all come to, not all, like everybody, but a good percentage of us be like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. When you jumping in.
It makes
some
noise.
How many percent of black people got to get up before you get up?
Not, above 7.
7%?
Not just black people.
7 million or 7%?
7% of the LA community.
How many people is that? Roughly in your head, because you said 7%. That's weird.
It is a
so how many people is 7% in your brain?
It's an odd number, literally.
What's the population? Yeah, it's like a real number, but it's like based on what percentage of what, man? Of LA people? What?
Yeah, LA, the LA community,
LA black people or LA people?
No, the LA people, because everybody got affected, not just black. JJ Redick's house got burned.
So how would you know if the threshold of 7% had been reached?
I just feel like 7 is a good number to start with.
If he just heard the noise, like
what do they have to actually do? Because there's 7% of people saying shit like you.
Yeah, I mean, there's 7% of people that are pissed off and they're, you know, they're
pushing
shit.
I think multiple lawsuits will have to be filed with all those
insurance
companies.
So you're going to wait on lawsuits?
I mean.
So you want to do paperwork and you're going to get on board with the paperwork? Is that what you're saying?
The things we should do, they're going to kill us, right? We can all go out there and like march. They're going to riot because of that. And then now, next thing you know, innocent people are going to get killed, shot, arrested.
So you remember when the first two options I gave you, and one of them said you was going to get mad for a second, then you was going to shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
So that one.
But
that's what I'm saying.
He said the second one.
Technically, yeah.
But back to why I went with the paperwork route is, if everybody goes out there and files some type of lawsuit.
If everybody does.
Yeah, everybody that got impacted.
Yeah. What does that mean? Because were you impacted?
Not me.
You
I'm talking about everybody.
So? Well, insurance rates go up for everybody, right?
Sure, but California's not even providing you insurance no more.
But, I'm just saying.
You know.
You don't think insurance rates are going to go up for the people that did, were able
so,
to
So, okay, you just gave me an idea. So, because of what we just witnessed in California, and everybody else that is paying home insurance and stuff be like, hey, if you guys are going to back out at any time you want, and all the money I've been paying you every fucking month for the last how many years.
You know that's not going to fly, right? They're going to end up having to pay some type of damages. They're not going to get away with doing that. I hope so,
but they got out months ago.
Doesn't matter.
Not like they got out like last week.
But it's not,
it's
not possible. If there's no provider for that service, you cannot just say, hey, we're not doing it, and then 2 months later a fire happens. Come on.
Don't you have to have homeowners insurance?
You have to, yes.
Yeah. So,
and if you let it lapse, you can't get new homeowners insurance.
Yeah, so if they remove that opportunity for people in certain areas in California, so what do? They just...
Or they find a private
investment.
It's just like flood insurance for certain places, right? Like you can have homeowners insurance, but you don't have flood insurance, right? So...
Or you get like something specific for fire.
Right, like people in Louisiana or even... I mean, shit, there's places in Cali, like Sacramento, you know, by the levee that don't offer flood insurance because of its location to the river or whatever. But yeah, if that shit, it's weird because it's like, you know that I probably might need this, so you don't offer it.
Yeah, because the insurance businesses are just a gamble. I wish insurance,
Free Luigi.
I wish insurance companies was like, the money you put in goes to like the market, and then if you didn't have to fucking do anything that year,
profit share.
Profit share that shit. Man, you can still keep some because you got to pay the service you're providing, but let me get something back.
Well, they look at it like that's the money they make. That's all their fee. But that's their fee.
Yeah.
You don't have to use them.
And the claims denials is crazy. You know what I mean? Like when you do put in a claim, you're like,
Yeah, because the claim adjuster alone got to take a good percentage of that.
Do we ever talk about how the nigga that they arrested for that CEO shit didn't look like the nigga that they showed that did it?
Luigi?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we brushed on that.
I don't think we talked about it.
Yeah, it was like
a nigga
the eyebrows.
A nigga that tactical wouldn't get caught that easily. That's what you're saying?
First off, yeah, this dude's got like an IQ. I mean, he went to a fucking Ivy League school. He went to fucking IQs over 130, they said, or some shit. For him to be that dumb to just go like post up and, you know, and drop shit and then go to a fucking McDonald's or some shit. I don't remember where the nigga
yeah,
was.
Yeah, he got caught at McDonald's. But he got caught at McDonald's all the way in Pennsylvania.
But still, though, like, but my thing was this. Like, you can't fake eyebrows. Like, when they showed the eyebrows, they didn't match.
He shaved. Because he had a unibrow.
No.
Luigi.
No.
His bitches can fake anything, bro.
No, but the eyebrows.
I done seen a bitch was dirt ugly. Like, mud duck, fuck you ugly. And then she put some, did like a 20-second Instagram video.
Yeah.
And she looked like magic, bro.
But this is like a growth thing. Like, so I could see you making more eyebrows, right? Like, and then maybe shaving them, right? Like, you can't grow hair. Like, that's not a disguise.
Come on.
You can grow. If you got a unibrow and you shave on Wednesday, by Friday, you can get it back. People with unibrows.
Nah, bro.
That's fast, bro.
Yeah, you making that up.
Some people with unibrows can't do that.
You're just making this up. That's not true. Like, the facial hair, shave your eyebrows.
Yeah, nigga.
See,
I'm talking about the unibrow.
No.
Yeah, it's eyebrow hair, right?
Right.
Yeah. Shave your eyebrows, French, tomorrow. Take a picture, and we're going to see how many episodes it is.
How about this? You don't have to fully commit.
I say 10 episodes, bro.
Just shave half of it.
What do you think? How many episodes?
Yeah, not just shave.
If you shave your eyebrows, it's going to take a minute.
Guess what the unibrow, the middle part is?
But I feel like the people with the middle part.
So you think when they were babies, they had like very no eyebrows, and first they got their unibrow, then their real eyebrows came in?
No, I just think people with unibrows like Anthony Davis and shit, when they shave that middle part grows faster than
the
standard.
Where do you basing this on?
Because niggas with unibrows be shaving that shit, and by the end of the week, that shit be back.
Do you know got a unibrow?
A couple kids I went to school with. That's what I'm saying.
Little kids shaved in a week before the week was out.
Yeah,
there.
High school. Yeah,
come
school.
On, French.
I think you're talking about like the widow's peak. And that's more
widow's
like
peak is in your hair.
Yeah,
what widow's peak is different. Yeah. Nigga, if I fuck around and cut my mustache wrong when I was in high school, nigga, that's next semester.
Right.
Next semester, I'm going to try again. Nigga, that shit is done.
I remember I did that too because they was like, yeah, you shave it, it grew back faster. I was like,
nigga, I fucked up and cut my shit thin like a villain.
Yeah, like, when does that start? When is that, like, how many times do I got to shave it for it to start growing back faster? Like, this ain't happening.
Bro, one time I shaved the top part down, right? So it was just by the lip.
Right.
And then I shaved a little bit by the lip. Man, that shit looked ridiculous. It was like a little thin line in the middle of the skin.
He said like a villain. That nigga's tying motherfuckers to railroad tracks and shit.
Yeah.
That nigga. That shit is fucking wild. But yeah, no, I have to get off the Instagram. I mean, not Instagram, but it's just like the different.
I tell you, Twitter is crazy, bro.
No, Twitter is crazy. This is why I wanted to talk about it.
They're showing them fucking like beams coming down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, I guess it's the electro. I mean, it's the.
The SpaceX shit?
Yeah, but it's saying that that's what's starting these fires, right? Like, they have these pulse fucking beams that they can shoot down and
fucking. Oh, you're talking about the conspiracy part.
Yeah, that they can fucking, like, whatever was.
And then if you put a blue thing in your roof, your house won't get burned because that's what the people
in
Hawaii
say.
What
is the point of all this?
Smart, no, the one with the, or did you see the one where the motherfucking whose house didn't burn down, like all these houses that didn't burn down didn't
you know
have.
You know he's going to get some water.
They, no,
anybody
they didn't,
could come help.
They didn't have any smart meters on their house. So that was the part of the thing. Like
that's that black dude?
No, I don't know.
There was that black dude on he was on a news interview where everybody in the neighborhood, in the subdivision, everybody's house was burned. He's the only one that had no fire. He's like, I just need, if anybody got 2 liters of water, what? Bring me some water. I will put this shit up. We going to the store. We tried to get bottled water. Like, bro, this shit is, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, you got to move, right? Like, I mean.
If every house around you is burnt down, I'm not going back to that house, bro. Your neighbor doesn't smell like ass.
I mean, first off, it's got to be a miserable place to live.
Gotta be.
You like you riding home and it's just nothing. Even after they get the shit out of the way and you just pull up in your empty ass house, you can't.
Dogs running around like it's Mexico.
You can't talk to nobody. You can't go borrow no sugar. You can't like there's
nigga's shirt getting blown down the street. Right. It's like people's house trash flying through the air, nigga. It's like
and then you got to think about it too, right? Like the fucking grocery stores and shit. That's my point.
Yeah. You're in a desert.
The structures that got fucked up I haven't normally seen that type of fire, right? Where there's nothing left. Like you're burning down, like the McDonald's is gone. Like, you know what I mean? Like the fucking CVS is burnt down. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like normally you need wood shit. And I know some of these buildings ain't wood. Like, how the fuck did all of this shit get decimated? I don't know, man.
But why?
The Governor Newsom said he was talking with the governor of Hawaii, and they were, he was getting tips and shit. And I was like, that's not the flex you think it is. I don't know. Maybe he's saying it the wrong way, but if you're conspiring with this dude, he's already looked at like there was some shady shit going on out there. It, for now, you got some people thinking you got shady shit. You're like, well, yeah, I called the nigga that everybody else is doing shady shit with to get advice. No, that's not the nigga you want to call, I don't think. Or maybe, I don't know.
I mean, right now he can't do nothing. There's nothing he can do to look like he can.
Governor
or the mayor, because the mayor to get on her too.
Well, but
there's nothing they can do.
If they build that part back and turn it into this whole smart city thing,
and that's what they're going to do. And then we're going to forget about that ever happened.
So are they going to use eminent domain?
Yeah, I think so. He was talking about, people
do
coming
you even
in.
Have to use eminent domain if it's a wasteland? Can't you just offer somebody like, hey, man, we're just going to give you, like, what are you going to do with this? We'll just pay you whatever. I mean, it's technically it's the same thing they do with eminent domain, but I don't even know if they have to invoke eminent domain. Most people will probably be just willing to sell.
Just to get up out of there, huh?
Because most people probably want to leave California anyway, and they know that.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, let's take it all the way back, right? So what was the reason why most people left California in the first place? Because there was a mass exodus, it seemed.
Right.
When?
Just like the past year.
Oh, because it was too expensive.
Too expensive.
Right.
I liken that to gentrification. Every year, my property tax goes up enormously. Like, another $1,000 every year. So we're, I think we're paying something like, I think we paid $9,000 in property tax last year. And it's probably gonna be $10,000 this year.
Right.
Where it start, I think we first bought the house, it was like $4,000,
right.
$3,000. So the reason why we think they're doing that is because they're trying to gentrify the area, mm-hmm. but it requires people to leave.
Yeah.
And, instead of coming in and giving people, what people are gonna want, they just say, let's just do it a different way. Let's put it to the point where we squeeze people so hard that only the people that have enough money to really afford those houses will be able to stay. We kind of want those people to stay.
Right.
The people who couldn't really afford to be there anyway, good.
Yeah. And that gives them time to build.
And that just keeps, they'll get a house and sit on it. And they'll just keep letting stuff build. Obviously to get those houses if they can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then what turns out is the gentrification is easier for them because they've already gotten most of the residents out. That might be the same thing. I don't know if that's any more evil than it is anywhere else in the world.
Just real fast with the fires.
Well, yeah. That's the thing.
We got a time. It was 20. You said 2028, right?
Yeah, Olympics is coming in 2028.
Chop, chop. Nigga, chop, chop.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Y'all take it too long
4 years to
these
rebuild
evicted.
An entire city.
I brought crack to this bitch in the 80s. That didn't work. You know what I'm saying? I brought fucking NWA and fuck the police in the 90s. That shit didn't work.
I brought COVID.
We beat Rodney King's ass. Y'all let OJ kill white folks. None of this shit worked.
Well, they tried to frame OJ. That's what it was. That was a frame job.
Yeah, so it was like, well, fuck it. You know what? Let's just throw some fire at these motherfuckers.
I mean, and they threw it, too, man. I had to call the folks out there, BTG and King Kunta. It was like, y'all niggas good? Because, nigga, it looks like from... and that was the whole thing, apocalyptic, right? I heard that word so many times during that fucking,
they're trying process. To scare you.
I'm like, bro, apocalyptic. Like, I get it. It's a fire, but I don't know I think the apocalypse is supposed to be worse than that.
Yeah.
The thing that scared me was the trucks. Like, there was a thing where there's hella trucks, semi-trucks just blown over because the winds are like fucking up to 80 miles an hour. It was crazy. Like,
yeah.
But, if these motherfuckers can control the... Why couldn't they just make rain, right? Like, why couldn't they just send a rain cloud there to put the fire out? I don't know.
They wanted the fire.
That's true. Yeah. So that's my point. Like, if they didn't want it, right? Why not just send a rain? I mean, you could have made it work. Fuck the firemen. Just make a rain cloud.
But I hear people, y'all saying this, right? But if you really think that they can control the weather, just shut up. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
Like, what are you even? If that is something that you really believe,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Cause you lost, my nigga. Cause you can't control your temper, my nigga. You can't control some regular shit. Right. So like some shit that you're in control of, you can't control that.
You're fucking kids.
Yeah, we can't control everything, and that's what I wanted to talk about, because I'm with Jimmy Mack. Like, I think if you stay online for too much, all you see is the decline, and I think it's impacting people now in real life. I got a video I sent you. You can play it, and after that, we can talk about it.
America, 1 in 3 males under the age of 30 has not had sex in the last 12 months. And I find people hear the term sex and their mind goes different places. I think of it as the key step to an elemental foundation of any society, and that is relationship. So in the U.S., what's happened with online dating is it's amazing for the top 10% of attractiveness of men. It's okay for the top half. It is a disaster for the bottom half. And when I say attractiveness, I mean by very crude metrics. So if your Tinder profile, I went to MIT, I just started at KKR, and my Rolex accidentally is visible in my profile picture, and I'm geolocated living in Manhattan or living in Beverly Hills, you're going to get a massive amount of attention. The bottom half, who are not able to express anything other than wealth, which they may not have, are totally shut out of the market. And the knock-on effect here is that we're producing too many of what is the most dangerous person in the world. And that is a young, broken, alone man. When you hear about mass shooters in the U.S., you know who they are before you know who they are. So we are producing an enormous cohort of economically and emotionally non-viable men.
The YBAO, huh?
Yeah, and then
young, broken, alone. That the niggas is.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about CMB, but I feel like now it's happening to the entire country. It's not just black people. As far as the decline of the American youth, I feel like, I know every generation like to say, oh, we always say that the younger generation is worse than the ones before. I understand that. But I think we can actually see a real decline in kids today compared to the kids in the past.
So you're saying it was better when we was fucking?
That's one for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, when I go hoop with younger niggas, like niggas that are 21, 22, I see that just by talking to them, how they view things, and I'm like, oh, these niggas are bad. These niggas are not up there.
That's not why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because it won't be much longer before you start seeing them 21-year-olds fly by you like, fuck.
Oh,
yeah. You're only 30 now.
I can still keep up. But
it's about to start.
That nigga's going to start stumbling. Then nigga get crossed over like, oh,
nah,
shit.
Now, there's a point in your life where you're like, man, I'm going to do da blah, 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 blah. And then that nigga make one move and it's like, okay, I'm not doing none of that shit. Let me just try to get back on offense.
Yeah.
Bro. You can't get your body to do what your mind is telling it to do. That's when you're like, okay, I gotta be smarter about this. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's a true point. But yeah, and I'm seeing it now. Like it's like we have bro code, right? Like if I have a girl and then you my friend, we break up, you're not gonna try to date her. There's these rules that we have. I was talking to some young niggas. They don't really have that anymore. It's like it's for everybody.
It's like, you know, I can't risk that. Like I mean,
they don't really care. It's like I was like, but that's your. It's like, nah, it just doesn't matter. And it's like they don't value anything anymore.
In a sense, that's weird, French. Because I think that's cultural, right? That idea is cultural because you know, on this continent, back in the day, there was communities and men. There wasn't your woman. It was, you know what I'm saying? They're kids in the community and they're adults in the community and men have penises and women have vaginas. You know the birds and the bees. I got to tell you this story?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was just giving
find a wet spot. Push in.
A small example. But all I'm saying is I feel like.
But culturally though, that was agreed upon and accepted at that time. Yeah. You know what I mean? I know that's years and years and thousands, you know, but. We're obviously changing into something. Why do you think why do you think the cultural aspects of what was traditionally sound is going to stay around? Or what do you think should? Or what do you think it should? As a middle person, because, you know, you're kind of a middle person mm-hmm. in this. Do you think the traditional thing should stay, or do you think it should change? Because that's the idea, is that everything got to change.
I don't like what is changing, too.
That's spoken like a, spoken like an old man.
Yeah, I don't like what is changing, too.
Get off my
lawn! So I was talking to G Money about that. I was like, I think what's happening is that the tradition was a man and a woman get married to have kids, to raise the kids, right? And what happened is there's a generation of kids that saw the divorces, right?
Yeah.
And then that generation grew up. They tried to make amends, but they had kids too, and then they had the co-parenting kids, right? So, like, the generation before saw the divorce, but they had memories of mom and dad, but mom and dad got divorced. The generation after...
So which generations are...
Hold on, let me finish.
No, but I just want to make... Because I don't know how far you are away from where we are now when you're saying these generations, like, are you talking about like two generations ago this is, you know, or like...
Yeah, about two, yeah. I'm okay. Talking about two to three generations ago. It was married, had a kid. That generation, they grew up, they got married, but got divorced, right? The kids from that generation, they just saw their parent co-parent. They didn't even see their mom and their dad get married. They just saw co-parenting their whole life. The generation after just saw mom. And then now they're just like, oh, I'll just go to the clinic. Like, now I don't even care. Like,
what do you mean by go to the clinic?
Like, they'll just go to the, get a sperm bank. Like, they don't even, the family unit or, it doesn't matter anymore. It's just like, well, I may have a kid, I may not have a kid. It's like, we're losing so many, the value of the family unit to the point now, this is when the other communities can come and have two dads and the two moms and all of that. Like, we are losing that family dynamic.
You know, I mean, you brought up the clinic and it just made me think of something because I know somebody who, you know, that's what she did. She, you know.
She went and got
the a donor, bed. Right. Like, she doesn't have a man. She's, you know, raising the child by herself. But I'm like, you know, but she got the pick, right? Like, she got to pick, like.
Pick how? Like DNA?
Like the person, right? Like, you know, their education level, this, that, their height,
that. What if that nigga lied on his thing?
Or what if they don't give a fuck? They'd be saying, oh, yeah, he's a Rhodes Scholar.
He went to Harvard.
That would be fucked up, right? I mean.
How could you move?
You do get paid more for, you get paid more for the good genes, right? I'm sure they charge more.
You know what? I'd have to
ask
that.
It's like $7.99 for the regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like $69.99.
Because this is my thing. This is why I know this is cap. Because if you're really a Rhodes Scholar.
Kid and you thought she's getting a white kid.
If you're really a Rhodes Scholar, why would you ever need to go to a sperm bank? Because most people that go to sperm bank because they need the cash. They don't just
go. Is that what you think they do that for?
I thought they just volunteering at good sperm.
Niggas right. Just want to go volunteer their sperm just
because. How much you get paid?
I don't know. But I'm assuming that's why niggas go. Just like
I heard a commercial out in SoCal when I was in an LA radio station. You can make up to $1,500 a month.
How many times you jacking off, though?
I don't know.
Yo, $1,500 a month. I'll go.
Yeah, you just got to be able to. You got to be able to work in the U.S. and between the ages, I think they were like 35 and like 24 or something.
They
don't
want young niggas. 35? I thought they would want young niggas prime.
I mean, you could be up to that. That's the max. Like after 35, like
$1,500 a month for a couple jack offs.
Nah, you probably got to go like at least a week, once a week, right, or a couple times. I don't know.
You remember that?
I do it like shit for $1,500. Yeah, that's better than Ubering. I mean, you're gonna do it anyway.
Do what?
Jack off.
Yeah, but not in a tube that's gonna make a baby one day. That's powerful.
What's that movie with tall that played dodgeball?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, he had a movie like that. Like he had like 100 kids because
because he and they was all. I mean, but you know, I mean. You might, who knows, man? Like, again, like, just think, play the odds. You know what I mean? Like, not all the kids are, you know, going to come out great, but if you just dumping them, like, you might have a kid that, you know, changes the world. You know what I mean? This nigga might be. That's changing the world. That's changing the world.
But y'all don't see the decline for real? I feel like, I know I'm getting older and shit like that, but I feel like, nah, the shit 12-year-olds are doing now, the gangster shit 12-year-olds doing now, they wasn't doing it when I was 12.
I don't know about that. You said the gangster shit?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Remember that video I sent you on Twitter a couple days ago with them little kids?
On the motorcycles?
Nah, them kids break hijacking the car and they got in a car accident and they try to run away.
Yeah, but I know, like, and maybe I was just an extra bad kid.
I'm talking about the volume. The volume of, because now suburban kids are doing shit now. It's not even niggas.
But them weren't suburban kids. Them was hood niggas.
That video, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so I think there's a lot of, again, absentee parenting, right? Like, so there, you know, because you talk about the one parent households, that parent's got to work. Ain't no one watching the kids, right? Like, and so then the kids got more time than ever because of that to get into some bad shit. And then also, you know, if you got, it's like fucking Lord of the Flies. These niggas are all fucking influencing each other, you know, and it's like, okay, it's like a echo chamber of fucking nonsense, right? What are we doing? What are we getting into, right? Not to mention, you throw in the ADHD, the, you know, the lack of dopamine that, you know, I mean, you're looking for.
So you're saying it's getting worse over time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like, oh, we keep saying, oh, that's how it's always. I was like, nah, I think it's getting worse.
Why is it getting worse?
Well, I hear that, right?
All those things.
Why is it getting worse?
Well, it's funny because I hear that a lot about things, right? And I always think, like, do you think now is the worst time that, you know, in our country compared to other times? I don't. I can't. I mean, if
probably
you look,
that, not as a whole, but I'm talking about a decline of from a financial level, this is like, I think my generation, we're more educated, but we're poorer than the previous generation. Like, even
gonna be even more poor when
this
TikTok goes.
Who says you're more educated?
That's what they say, like, because we technically, more of us graduated college and shit like that. So we're technically more educated, but we're poorer than the previous generation.
Well, I mean, that is
so. But that's also because the dollar value and things like that. I don't know if we're really poor.
They haven't raised the minimum wage in fucking 20 years.
Oh, I guess we are, because we can't buy the same things they used to buy. So yeah, we don't.
But
have
there's
the same
a thing too,
power.
like I saw this, you know, thing, like, you know.
So that's a decline.
A few years, I mean, not a few years, but like before the 80s and whatever, you know, before they had the fucking credit system, like you didn't have the credit score to, you know what I mean? Like you just needed to fucking drop a couple references and shit or something. I don't know what the
and
fuck
show
you
show your paycheck.
Jay Smooth still got somebody calling me from some rent center.
Yeah, like I don't know what you needed to do to fucking get a house back in the day, but it wasn't your credit, right? Like, you know what I mean? You could go buy shit.
The credit system started in the 80s, right? 79?
I don't know. I still don't know when the fucking independent. I think I do now. It's like 1776, right?
What?
That's
you know
United
when the country became a country?
Yeah, I do now. But I used to get that wrong all the time in school. I don't know why I couldn't get it.
What'd you think it was?
1492? I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know. When it came, I was like, fuck, I should have been listening more.
Yeah, but, or I mean, you know, you turned out okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not.
I mean, like, how often do you need to know that?
4th of July.
I don't know if you ever need to
know it. Exactly.
Like, that's I don't think you ever need to know that. Yeah. There's nothing you can use that for. But
yeah. That's not a core memory you need.
So then all you really need to know is how to run, get some sleep.
No,
some
math.
Food.
You need some math.
Well, I mean, you need some calculations.
Yeah, you need to
I don't know if you need math. You need to calculate. You need to be able to calculate.
Well, that's math, ain't it?
Yeah, but I mean, math is algebra and, you know, that's math too.
Yeah.
You need to be able to calculate things. Right, like, right. You need to be able to assess risk.
Yeah.
That's math. Yeah. You need to be able to count how much money somebody, and so they won't cheat you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need to be able to do, like, simple calculations.
Right.
But I don't think you need to know trigonometry.
Nah. So what, like, 10th grade? You could just be done.
That's late,
no,
bro.
Eighth grade. Yeah, sixth grade. Because
middle school is where you start wasting
grade,
your
that's
life.
When you start learning division, though. So you probably
yeah. Middle school
grade.
Is when you start wasting life, kids. If any kids listening, just know you've already. If you're already in like seventh grade, you're already a year and a half into this.
Which is funny to me because I was just at somewhere and they were talking about their kid listening to the show. Well, they were listening to the show, and then they paused it, and their kid who's in middle school got pissed. Cause he was getting dropped off, and he's like, "Well, let it go." And I thought that was cool. I was like, "Oh, well, shout out to that little nigga." Like, you know what I mean?
That's a real one.
Now you know who we are. we're that old album, like the old LP of Richard Pryor,
right?
That you had to sneak to your parents to listen to. Like, I mean, that was before my time,
right?
But I heard that's what people older than me did. They used to sneak and get their parents' records and
some Dolomite
and listen to it real quiet, so nobody could know they was listening. They'd be there laughing their ass off. That's what we are.
The Dolomite of the fucking.
Because we say crazy, stupid shit that we have no business saying.
So we used to be even more wild. It's crazy. We've done better.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, better is relative, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, after you said shit.
Yeah, we said so much crazy shit. There's nothing crazier we can
not
say.
That it's not that we're not still crazy. It's that how do you out-crazy the most crazy?
Right. That's it.
Oh, no. But anyway, so decline.
You don't feel like the American culture has been declining.
I think that everywhere you look, you're being told that it is. But I'm not seeing lack of want from people trying to get here.
That's a fact.
And I wonder why that is. That's what's crazy.
So if
Cause,
that's
because
right.
If we're falling, that means everybody else is falling too. Then if we were quote unquote
that, but
number
that's
one,
what, no. See, that's what I was asking in the beginning. Y'all missed what I was asking. I asked you why is it declining? Because the next step was going to be, well, how come nobody else is? What countries that you know that are talking about their young people are losing name? Other Western shit.
The whole West is falling apart.
Asia ain't saying that shit.
No.
They're not West.
Africa's not saying
that
shit.
They're not West.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. It's only the Western countries.
It's the Western, because even Europeans are saying the same thing.
And so that's what I'm saying. Why? If it's only the Western countries, why only the Western countries? And that's what I was
too
that's what
dip
I was
on our chip.
To.
I think we hit the all the bullshit we've been doing as a
there's no answer.
It's a combination of everything, the propaganda, all the bullshit.
Why only the West? You're still telling me what it is. Tell me why. That's the thing, right? Why is it that they're willing to do this to United States citizens and Western people? I mean, I don't even know if Mexico is included.
Right.
Is Mexico included in that?
Birth rate is technically declining.
What about
too.
Canada?
Canada's included
declining.
In that.
Yeah, they just got rid of Trudeau.
I think they're having laws about free speech and stuff. There's a lot of crazy stuff. I don't think Mexico is going through any of this, bro. I'm honest. Anything Mexico and South, they don't give a fuck. It's just us, Canada,
Europe,
the old country.
Well, Mexico's kind of like what you were just saying about the show. Like, how do you out crazy? Like, it's already
we
bad.
We already had niggas hanging from
right.
bridges.
Like, it's already like, fuck that. Like, how much worse do you want it to be? Like,
and then the only country in the East that's going through the same Western problem is South Korea.
What are they going through?
Birth rate is declining like crazy.
Is our birth rate declining too?
Oh yeah, it's. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the goal, right? I mean, if you listen to fucking Bill Gates and them, that's the plan. Like, there's too many motherfuckers here, period.
That's what they say. Yeah, I don't think so, though.
Oh, I mean, you don't think so, but you're not privy. You should ask them because they think so.
They're
right?
like 45 million chicken wings get processed every right, year like to this, Atlanta. What are them niggas in Atlanta doing? We need less niggas in Atlanta. 45 million chicken wings a month is ridiculous.
It is funny because I can't stand the shit that I see now that I drive, right? Like, I see them trucks with
the
fucking...
You see hella empty land, right?
With the dirty-ass chickens stuffed on top of each other.
Just
top on top on top. 10 rows tall and 30 rows deep.
And, and the wind just beating their ass. And they just
feathers flying everywhere. Right. Shit smells. And,
yeah.
Yeah, delicious.
Delicious.
You know what? I feel like Atlanta is evil anyway, though, because we're like, I don't know a city that eats more chicken wings than us.
Yeah.
And it's not even grown ass wings.
No.
It's fucking them little drumettes. And
yeah.
Quote unquote, drumettes are baby chickens or something, right? Yeah. It's not grown ass chickens that are small like
well,
that, right?
Well, it's funny because it depends on where you go. Some of them be real little. You'd be like, damn, these is like.
That's
the
ones I like.
This is like veal. This is like the veal chicken.
I like the ones that are smaller, with less fatty.
Nah, So this is the thing. I gotta be fucking in the middle. There's some jumbo ones that look like
terrible, and they're fatty.
Taco
Mac got those.
Like, they didn't stuff them with something that ain't right. Like, you know that they don't even.
Wingstop be having them sometimes.
And it's like,
there you got BBL chickens.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're like, that's too much meat, nigga. Like, tone
it's
it down.
Too much juice in that chicken.
Tone it down, my nigga.
Like, if that chicken started twerking, I'm gonna lose all my paycheck.
And again, go back to the social. I'm watching this nigga just hit this fucking chickens with some like tube and inflate these motherfuckers on the assembly line.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh damn it, man. Like, I don't. And I've said it before, like, ignorance is bliss. Like, I know that some of this shit that's going on has always been going on way before social media was ever a thing. Like, we were getting duped and lied to going back to the fucking moon landing, right? Like, even before that. Like, there's I mean, fucking, I don't believe that the fucking Civil War ever happened. Like, if you ask me.
Like, nigga, this is like facts. Nigga, you can go down the street and
nigga, just because you have a store, nigga, that don't mean that it's a fucking fact. Nigga, I see a rebel store like every other state I go to. Nigga, that's like the rebel store.
That's why this shit's over with, friends. This nigga say he don't live
in the Civil War, nigga.
Yeah, they got pictures, right? Like, they got, yeah. They got an iPhone
nigga,
picture.
Just go to Stone Mountain, nigga.
Yeah, on the side of the wall.
Did nobody get an iPhone picture? Something.
Just because you make a carving on the wall, nigga, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean that it actually happened. Because again, like I told you,
there's like trails in Kennesaw Mountain right now you could go to.
To do what?
Where niggas had the trails.
Nigga, nobody. Nigga, war. There's trails in all the mountains. Nigga, that don't mean war was there. Just because there's a trail in a mountain, that's your proof?
Y'all believe conspiracy theories, but you don't believe the Civil War happened. This is crazy, bro.
Knowing the history of this country, knowing why they had the Civil War in the first place,
this one,
you still don't believe that shit happened.
It never changed, right? Like, again, though, how you lose... The wars don't work like that.
It was civil. It wasn't like another...
Nah, nigga, it wasn't. Civil just means between, like, each other. It's not like gentlemen. This wasn't a gentleman's war.
It wasn't like the ops was from another country. It was still, like, part of the same country.
When you lose, you done. You don't get to keep doing the same... What the fuck was the war for if you didn't change that, nigga? Like,
they did.
No, they did.
Lincoln stopped slavery. What are you talking
about? All right, tell that to Texas.
Yeah, it took a little longer.
Okay, well then how? How? How?
Sometimes you forget in the paperwork, you forget about that one spot.
Nigga.
They were so far away from the gunshot.
Right, like how? Like, how's that
it's so
work?
Big,
like,
too.
You fucking...
You gotta think I'm master.
You can drive all day and still be in
Texas,
Yeah,
this was
bro.
Before the radio. Like, niggas didn't call Texas be like, yo, nigga, we stopped slavery. Nigga, Texas just didn't get the memo.
That should have been a whole thing for the war. Like, niggas is fucking riding fucking... Come on, man.
You know how easy it is for that nigga who was giving that message to decide to get some pussy or something?
Yeah, especially like Texas is so big. That's like a whole nother country.
Tell you.
You can't.
He's going to be like, yo, they'll hear it down the line. They finally did.
Everybody thought somebody else was going to tell them.
Let them niggas in Ukraine lose and then just be like, oh, we still finna do the same shit. No, you not. Nigga, you finna do Russian shit from here on out, nigga. Like, this is how the war works. We won. You lost. We in charge now, nigga. Like, what we say goes. You can't fucking just decide whenever Juneteenth comes around, nigga, you want to now listen.
And that's the proof you needed to say that the Civil War didn't exist?
Yeah, because again, like, yeah.
Because ain't no, you don't get released in layers. Nigga. Yeah, is it over or is it not?
Right. Like, is the war done or not, nigga? Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, we lost, but I don't think I'm going to do it. Like, did we really have a war? What the fuck was we just fighting for then?
I wonder how many slaves... got purchased after the war going to Texas.
I'm saying.
Like, if you that dickhead, like, fuck, right. Man, my luck is, I got terrible luck, bro. Right. And you died. Like, what if you got purchased and you did some bad shit and you died, and the next day, Juneteenth, it was like June 18th. Like, you got purchased on June 17th at night.
That's like the nigga getting arrested for weed right before they legalized it and shit, right? Nigga, like, damn.
You got paid for on June 17th, nigga. You got to your farm on June 18th and didn't like your shit.
Tried to
and
run.
Lost your mind.
Yeah.
Them niggas whooped your ass and killed you, and then the next day.
It's like, you know what?
We've been free for 6 months.
Right, like...
3 years.
You know what? The mail's slow around here. we just got the notice. Y'all could go. I don't know, man. It's just... There's enough evidence that says it might not have happened to you, is all I'm saying.
And there's enough evidence saying that the world's flat, right?
No, I don't know about that. Like, I mean, there's some people that think they...
I mean, there's a lot of evidence. I don't know if it's... Verify, but the evidence we're talking about, the evidence you're talking about, I don't know if it's verified either.
I mean,
what evidence? Like what?
Juneteenth.
That's the only evidence you got?
No, and then the racism never went anywhere. Like, I mean,
they didn't say stop racism. They just said we don't want slavery anymore. That's what. Though it wasn't about racism. The North is still racist till this day.
Yeah, I get it. But yeah, so I guess if we're talking about slavery,
Pennsylvania used to be the headquarters of the KKK.
Yeah,
they always make it a South thing. Slavery. But it was never just a South thing.
No. I mean, but Stone Mountain is a critical... Is that the new KKK?
If you say so.
What? I'm not saying so. The KKK
says so. I don't know where they fucking meet at, nigga. They didn't send me an itinerary. I don't fucking know.
You got to keep your head on the swivel. You got to know your surroundings.
Niggas say a lot of shit, bro. And that's what you just got through saying that you don't trust nothing no more.
Right.
Niggas be saying all kinds of shit.
It's because you saw them KKKs in Stone Mountain when George Floyd shit happened.
Bro, listen, why you think I'm making this up?
Yes.
No, that was a real thing. They were there.
I think that you're making it up by proxy. Somebody made it up and told somebody that told somebody that told your dumb ass, and now you're repeating some made up shit. Yes,
that's how it works. Huh? Like it's like the telephone game.
Yeah, you don't think Twitter is the ultimate telephone game? Oh. My nigga,
especially now with free speech they got.
Did y'all see Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan?
I saw some clips.
Fuck him,
because he finally told the truth.
No, fuck him. I don't believe it's the truth. Why do we believe him now?
What did he say?
He's saying now, man, Biden administration, they paid me, they forced me to you know, throw out some of the things that were true about vaccines. And so he was saying basically that they were trying to show the truth, but the Biden administration contacted him, told him they had to get rid of it. So he did. And now he's saying he's sorry about that and it's never going to happen again. Nigga, you don't get two times to do that. That is the ultimate sin.
Right.
When it comes to privacy protection. Because you're saying you guys are bigger than some nations as far as usership.
Oh, yeah.
And you're saying that you didn't write in any type of protections for these things? Of course you did. It's in your terms of agreement. So you went back on some things that you promised in your terms of agreement, and now you're saying, sorry, this time we'll be better. Nah, fuck
you. And I feel like he only had the balls to come out and say that is because he saw Elon letting everything rock on Twitter and people still going to Twitter. So he's like, well, I guess I can.
If you
do
say
it.
So, I think he's just
because why would he come out and say it?
Because now
I feel like he came out and say it.
That nigga asked me and then started talking.
My bad. I feel like because he had the confidence to say it now because we always knew because it was them, YouTube, all of them were doing it, but it's because he's like, oh, everything's on our side now, so it's like they're not gonna get mad at me if I come out and say it.
CYA. He's covering his ass.
Yeah.
Because he knows that the people that he stifled and shut up are the people that won this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now what we doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care though. You've burnt.
Yeah, because he gave a nice donation too.
That was the only thing that he could never fail on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? To me, I feel like that's the only thing you could never fail on. There are two things you could never fail on. Protections and privacies, which they did also. And, bias. Those are the things you can never fail on.
But do you think as a publicly traded company, especially during the time of COVID, could they take that risk?
No.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why he obliged.
I meant the other way around. I didn't understand what you were asking.
Oh.
I don't give a damn. That's your job to take that.
Oh, okay.
You cannot take for granted the fact that people are trusting you to give balance, especially when everybody's saying CNN and Fox and all them are unbalanced and new media is the only place that there is balance. And then people saying, I'm getting shadow banned. You're taking my post down. And you're like, no, we're not. No, fuck, you were. You were. So you don't get a second chance. Not that I was giving him a second chance anyway, but I feel like fuck that interview and fuck the people trending towards saying they're cool with him. You still a robot weirdo nigga to me.
Just with curls.
I mean, that's, they were doing that. I remember when they first got that caught for doing like a social experiment, right? Like on people, you know what I mean? Like through fake surveys or some shit.
I told you I always get that, take the gay test.
Yeah.
I was getting that shit all the time. Like, nigga, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
First of all my porno is, step sibling this and step sibling.
Oh, yeah, that was a problem. No, that was I think that was the entire United States algorithm.
I think that's everybody peers. I'm saying they keep trying to force these things, these ideas, these trends. Like, everybody's doing it. Look how many are in your feed.
Right.
Of course, everybody likes their stepsister and their stepbrother. Like, what are you talking about? Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to have step bro sex?
Right.
What?
Your babies, you don't have to worry about your babies having big heads. Like, y'all not really.
That's a myth. That's a myth. Second cousins and better. But nothing's changed. I'm done with all that anyway. But I guess I never really got into social media, and I'm still not really on it for real. Mm-hmm. So I guess it doesn't affect me the way it does other people. But I've been seeing in forums and stuff, I've been seeing like TikTok posts, I guess, because TikTok.
Oh, that TikTok band's coming tonight. That's when we're recording.
Losing their mind.
It's impacting the youth. Like,
they're
bad.
Like, now I'm going to stand up. I wasn't going to say anything, but.
You know what's so funny?
Did you see the way they're living in China compared to how we're living? In China, is what you about to say?
Yeah, because they went to another app called Red Note, which is really Chinese.
Right.
Like, the terms and agreement is in Mandarin, and you just. Signing on and
you don't know what the fuck that says,
And then they have all every Chinese app
No one reads
every
those
Chinese
shit
app has back channels so they can access your photos.
Yeah, but what they're seeing though is they're seeing that Chinese civilians can pay a regular fee to live their lives and they're not beat the fuck down.
Yeah,
by,
I don't know why they thought Chinese people were living that bad.
Well, they've told everybody that America is the greatest country on the planet.
Well, I was just having this conversation with someone last night, actually. You know, just as we were talking about moving from California to here, and there was real trepidation for me to move to the South as a black person.
Oh, you say that all the time.
I mean, and they're like, no, you know, fucking, that was a long time ago. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's not like what, you know, whatever, you know. And I'm thinking, they're talking about slavery. I'm like, nah, man, like, literally, like, I was afraid. But part of it was the fact that they still flew the Confederate flag over the Capitol, right?
You thought you were going to get like, what's up, nigger? Like, hey, sir.
Like, well, again, like, I can do context clues, right? Like, so I don't understand. Again, maybe there's some, you know, the rebel spirit, right? Like, I see, like, when these stores that I pass that are all, you know, confederated up, and it's like rebel store, right? And I get, okay, having a rebel spirit, that's, I can probably get down behind being a rebel, right? Like, that's not necessarily something I can't, you know, understand or conceive. But
what the fuck?
But when you
are you going through?
But when your rebelness has to do with lynching niggas, you right? Like, then that's not the kind of rebel that I'm talking about, right? Like, that's not my thing. And they used to, again,
Black Panther.
Right. That's, there you go. Right. That's more the rebel, like, give me a leather jacket. But then they were, you know, over the Capitol in Atlanta, right? They had, you know, the third flag was a Confederate flag up until, what, 2004, five, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. It was after it was in this millennia, right? It was after the
fucking
white.
How long you been here now?
10 years, 11. It'd be 11.
Let me get your best yeehaw. Come on, man. Give me your best yeehaw. 10 years, you
got
to give me your best yeehaw.
I don't got it.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Give me your best yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Come on, friend. How long you been here?
About the same.
Give me your best yeehaw. It's got to be a good one. Give me from the guts and send it to the roof.
Yeehaw.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Rootin' tootin'. Prostituting.
Yeah, but it's just so funny how, back to the Red Note, because a lot of people, that app, like, got 100 million more people within,
one day.
In one day and all that shit. And I was like, this is worse than TikTok, because, like, at least TikTok was Singaporean a little bit, because that's really the CEO. That's mm-hmm. what he is. He's not even Chinese. But
so what's the reason they're banning it?
They say because of national security.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Matt, can I get a better yeehaw?
Okay.
Because French killed you on the yeehaw, bro.
Okay, let me get it. All
right. Let me get it. From the nuts up.
Yeehaw!
That's okay. Better. Yeah, that's better. Okay, well, look, keep supporting us, guys. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense, because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
Get along.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.